Hey, what up, y'all? It's your girl, Tay. Thank you for tuning in on another episode of Sip and Tay. So I'm not even going to hold you up. I'm a little irritated and agitated that I had a great episode, like a half an hour, and I was trimming it. I was editing it. And of course, I trimmed the wrong part and it like and deleted everything. And I literally only had like 20 seconds left of it. So I'm like, you know what, devil? You think you got it all? Okay, but my God works harder and he works better and he puts in overtime. So I was like, you know what? I'm gonna just have to redo it. But anyways, here we are. And it's December 30th of 2018. We are literally knocking on next door. And like when we open it, it's literally gonna be 2019. Like, can y'all believe that? I am just, where did the time go? Where did the time go? Like, I feel like we are literally living in the future. It's crazy to think about. I would never even think about 2019. I mean, I would, but it would just seem so far-fetched. Like, it would just seem like that wouldn't be possible, if that makes sense. Anyway, so let's get like right into it. So overall, my reflection of 2018, it has been a bumpy year. It has been a good year. It has been a testing year. It has been a year of self-realization. It has been a year of trusting in God more than I ever known to trust him in. It's just really been a year of finding myself. Like I said earlier in my other podcast that this was my golden year, and I definitely see that as being my golden year for sure. I had to grow and learn things in ways unimaginable, and I'm just so happy and thankful that I got through those trying times. And I would just like to say that thank God I do not look like what I've been through, because honey, just know that these bags under my eyes are designer, period. And I also wanted to talk about this was like my first year of being home for Christmas, and I don't know how to feel. It didn't really affect me when I was telling people that I would be home for Thanksgiving, just because majority of my family came home for Thanksgiving anyway. We had a great time. I was home for unexpectedly a week and a half, just because it, of course, started snowing in Michigan like 4 to 5 inches the night before the night before I was supposed to leave my plane and stuff. But you know what? I just went ahead and then postponed my, canceled my flight and then just did a new one for the following Thursday. So I was literally home almost 2 weeks. So, and even though, you know, that is home, I still feel like I overstayed my trip. But we're not gonna talk about that. But anyway, so yeah, like I would have never imagined that it would come down to the fact that I would be spending my first Christmas alone, and not with my family. So that was definitely something that I didn't think that was possible. Well, I mean, obviously it's possible. I didn't think that I could mentally or, you know, sustain it. Like I thought I was just gonna break down and be like, you know what? I don't care. I don't care how much the flight is. I'm about to come home. I miss my mom and stuff. But, you know, it wasn't that bad. It wasn't entirely too bad for me just because I was home for so long. A month ago. So that helped out a lot. But what really got me is that, like, majority of my family and I, we are all on Marco Polo, which is like a video app. And so we can all see each other. It's like my family, my auntie in Vegas. You know, I got family in Georgia, Texas, and of course family in Michigan, all over. So like we were talking, and then my mom, you know, she gets on and then everybody's just like, Merry Christmas, blah blah, wish I was with y'all. Mom was like, yeah, this is me and Taylor's first Christmas without each other, so we just need to make sure we get this together for next year, and because I don't want to go another Christmas without you. This ain't never happening again. I'm just like, mom, you know I'm a thug, like why you try to do this to me? I'm a thug. I don't be, I be crying though. But it was sad. It was a sad time because my mom being a single mom and me being an only child is kind of hard
you know, especially around the holidays when we're not able to be with each other. But this was like our first major holiday that we weren't with each other. So it was kind of different. And I ain't gonna lie, when she said that, I did shed a couple tears, but I was like, you know what? This is life. And, you know, sometimes people don't always get the things that they want, and they just have to deal with whatever they're dealt with. And that's what it is. But I know next year, definitely 2019, we'll be together, going crazy, doing what we always do best. You know us. But I did want to reflect and talk about, overall, my top three accomplishments that I had for myself for the year of 2018. Because I know, like, a lot of people, when they get caught up in thinking about the new year, they always talk about the new year resolutions that they want to work on. And just overall about the things about what they're going to come forth in the future, which is good. Don't get me wrong. But I also like to reflect and evaluate and look at the things that I did in the past year and ways that I can change myself in order to be better than what I was or how I went about certain things so that I could just continue to improve for the new year and not so much really just trying to get like a goal that is not, you know, feasible. So definitely I want to start off by saying that I'm glad that I had the opportunity to travel with my mom. We were just here, but she came here to visit me. We had the opportunity to both be on vacation at the same time. So that was something I'm really blessed that we had the chance to do. We were together for like a week and a half. So she came here and, you know, I took her hiking. I took her to Slide Rock State Park, which is like northern Arizona kind of. And it was like a big old waterfalls. And, you know, it's just stuff that she's not used to seeing, and stuff that she would have never done if I wouldn't have moved here. And I'm just glad I had the opportunity to take her and that we could experience that together and bond and just crack up and just, yeah. And then it was monsoon season. So that was another thing also. It was funny to see her reaction that, like, as soon as she got off the plane, I think it was raining actually, and she was just like, this is Arizona, it's supposed to be hot and it's raining, I ain't come all the way from Michigan to do this shit. And I'm just like, girl, calm down. Like, I call my mom girl like a lot because she be tripping, like, girl, calm down, it will be okay. But I'm just glad I had the opportunity to do that with my mom, because we've been through it, like, with the death of my aunt, that really, like, placed, that kind of, like, put us in a weird place. Not with each other. It was just the fact that, like, it was always me, my mom, and then her, my Aunt Deb. And so, like, when she passed, that kind of just put us in a weird position of, like, how do we go about, or how do we go back to living our normal lives? Like, it's hard when someone's literally been a part of your life all you've known, and it's just like you have to find another way to adjust. So us having that time to, like, bond with each other and just fool and just be as crazy as we are, it was a great time. So I'm glad I had the opportunity to do that with mom. And by the way, if it sounds weird, I had to glue these two episodes together because my mom decided to FaceTime me and show me she had made some fried chicken in the air fryer. So I apologize for that. Another thing I would like to say is that I was consistent with my fitness this year. Like, I was really proud of myself because I feel like at my breaking point, like around, it wasn't March, it was like April, I had saw myself and I'm like, okay, your girl look like she out here looking like a football player. Like, it's time to, like, something has to give. Like, I'm not about to do this. So I'm the type of person that if I identify it like that, like, you know, I'm going full-fledged. Like, all right, I need to figure out what I'm doing, what I'm doing wrong, what I'm doing that's right. Well, obviously, I wasn't doing anything right if I was gaining weight, right? So I had to fix some things, and then I found what worked best for me. And I found, like, some other, like, as far as, like, working and going inside of the gym and stuff, I found what really was beneficial to me and my body just because I have more of a muscular build. Like, I have really, like, thick thighs, and that's not even intentional. So I know that, like, the more I work out and the more I, like, strength train, that helps me a lot more, and it defines more of, like, my silhouette of my body. So I've discovered that that is what works best for me, and I'm not a cardio girl. I mean, I can't do cardio, but that don't do nothing for me because it deteriorates all of my like muscle mass, if that makes sense. So just because I have more of a lean build, it's just better for me to just lift weights and do like strength training to like make my body more lean overall and make me look more of a like a Coke bottle, you know what I'm saying? Because your girl coming up on 25 and your body gonna be looking right. But that's another story also. But yeah, I'm just so glad of the fact that I took advantage of me seeing myself. And I'm just like, no, like, I don't like this. I need to make a change. And I did it. And I was doing it for a while. Like, I stayed very consistent. And that was just really, that was good. That was good. I was really proud of myself during that time. And I actually have been, like, really consistent. But, like, I ain't even gonna lie. Within the past, like, 2 months, I haven't. Or was it? Yeah, it's, like, 2 months. No, it might have been, like, 3 now. Well, the last time I worked out was, like, in a month when I came back from Thanksgiving. Because, of course, I felt like a fucking whatever. But the last time I was, like, actually consistent, I didn't know what I was doing. And so, like, I'm glad this time I actually know my routine and I know the things now that I need to know in order to, like, lose weight or in order to tone up or to work on certain things. Like, I know how to do it now. So I'm very proud of the fact that I'm now with fitness and I know how to eat right. I mean, I don't always sometimes because I'm human. But I know how to eat right. And then, like, intermittent fasting helps a lot for me also because I only eat when I'm hungry. And that helps to, you know, suppress my appetite if I'm not. And then I would say another accomplishment that I hold myself highly to for the year 2018 is that I just stopped asking people for advice. Like, I used to do that all the time. I always wanted to know somebody else's opinion of what they thought about something, whether it was a guy or whether it was about, you know, what I want to buy or how I go about a career, you know, advice or just whatever. I've learned that I'm just going to stop asking people for shit or advice, excuse me, because I'm just, at the end of the day, I realize that I don't care. Like, I genuinely do not care about your opinion. And I only do this because what is the point of asking somebody something when you just gonna go and do whatever you want to do at the end of the day? And that's how I feel a lot about certain situations and the stuff, like when people ask me something and then I tell them, you know, what or how they should go about something and then they go and do the complete opposite. Like, that's literally like a smack in the face. So I've learned that I know sometimes I ask people, you know, the advice and stuff. And then, like, I just know that now I'm going to ask nobody nothing because I don't care about anybody else's opinion and how it affects me. I know what works best for myself and how I want to go about things. So 2019, I mean, I kind of already started this, but that's one of my, like, accomplishments that I made for this year is just, like, I stopped asking people because I really just don't give a damn. Like, I don't give a damn. And at the end of the day, I'm gonna do what I want to do. And that shouldn't affect you. And even if it does, then that's an issue that you have with your own personal stuff. Because why is something that I'm doing with my life and benefiting me make you feel some type of way? That's a little awkward. That's a little weird. And maybe you should, like, look into that, I guess. I don't know. But overall, I had a great year. I've learned so much about myself. And I am more firm in saying and standing up for things that I want and things that I don't want. I have not a problem with saying no. I'm just glad that I'm not like a person who is very wishy-washy when it comes to stuff. Like, I'm glad that when I make up my mind, I'm set in stone and nothing can change that unless I literally have a, you know, change of heart or something's happened. But other than that, like, I'm glad with my consistency of saying no, because sometimes it's okay to say no, and people need to understand that. Like, no, I don't have to always go out, or I don't always need to hang out or do this and do that, or I always got to be seen. Like, no, it is okay to say no. Like, understand that.
But I do want to talk about my top three things to work on for the upcoming year, which is like in 2 days. I know it's crazy, whatever. So number one is obviously with me just trusting more in God with like my craft and my vision for my next career goals. I haven't really made a disclaimer or an announcement or whatever about what I want to do, but I know that in my heart, I need to be consistent and to keep creating the vision that I have for myself for this next career step. And then I also have to understand that my hard work never goes unnoticed, especially by God, and that I just have to keep pushing on and pushing on, even when it seems like it's getting hard. So that's my number one goal for the upcoming year, is just no matter what, just keep maintaining, even when things seem like, you know, like you can't do it anymore. Just that's when you really gotta buckle down and just keep pursuing the things that you want. Because during those times of, you know, tests and trials, you literally learn so much about yourself, and you get to go over these humps and hurdles that you never would have thought that you could not do before. So it's amazing to see what God will give you and let you embody with all the things that you know that you can do. Another thing is becoming more financially aware and like saving more. So don't get me wrong, like I save, but honey, when it comes to chicken wings and then when it comes to Starbucks, I literally have no control over myself. Like oh my God, I literally want like a grande white chocolate mocha right now. But I mean, no, I don't want it right now, but just it's, I don't know. Like, I don't know how to limit myself. I like to go cold turkey on things. And then when I notice that I'm doing it like that, nothing good comes out of it, because it's like, Taylor, let's be honest. Let's be real with yourself. You're not gonna do well. You're not gonna excel. So another thing for me is that I just really need to get on like a plan or a reward system. Like I'm in like second grade to figure out stuff that works best for me, because I spend too much money on Starbucks. Yep. Sorry, Mom. That's definitely something that I want to work on. Like, of course, you know, everybody just has their own things that they spend too much money on, or they're just real reckless with money and they just don't know essentially how to go about things. The difference is like, I know what I should be doing, but am I going to do it? But then also I need to, because I'm about to be 25. Like, yeah, let that set in. I'm about to be 25. Yeah. So, yeah, I need to get it together. And it's just with the Starbucks thing. Like, everything else I'm pretty set on. I just really want to be more conscious of, like, is this really worth it? Like, I'm going to become one of those, like, frugal people. Like, even though I got the money, you know, and I'm saving, I'm doing what I need to do. I'm just like, is this really worth it? No, I could literally be spending this on something else, or I literally could be saving this. Like, you know, I think that'll be my goal for this year, is just to be, just to like double check everything. Like, so we really got to go to the club, because if we go to the club, we're going to spend this, this, and that. And then by the time we get there, and we got to pay for the Uber, and then when we get up in here, then it's going to be a cover. And then if we're not already lit, we're going to want to get up in here and take some shots. And shots in Arizona cost like $12 a little shot. And it's just like, I'm not going to have one shot because I'm with Divine. Like, we're going to have four. So 12 times four. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's some things I got to calculate. So I just want to be more financially in tune with myself. And then another accomplishment or thing that I want to work on for the new year is to become more aware and in tune with myself and my surroundings, with the people and the interactions that I make. So basically I just want to use my phone less. Like, I go through these hiatuses anyways where I, you know, just need a break from social media, and, you know, you can catch me ducked off. And if you really want to know what I'm doing or where I'm at or who I'm with, then you'll call me or you'll text me and be like, hey, Tay, like, what you up to, or how you been? You good? Blah, blah, blah. You know, those little check-ins, those are fun. But I just really want to, I don't know, I just feel like not everything is meant to be, like, posted, and not everything is meant to be shown. Like, it's okay to just have some things that are for your own self, you know? And I just really want to be in tune with myself and just observe
the things that I go through and just really just take them all in, no matter if it's I'm traveling or if I'm seeing family members or if I'm hanging with friends or if I'm taking a walk outside or if I'm at the gym, you know, like I just really want to be more in tune with my surroundings and where I'm at. And then I had four of them for my things to work on for 2019. So my last one is just to overall get into a routine. So like my time is always being like positively used, because it's okay sometimes to know that, okay, like I work a 9-to-5 job, like I get up, you know, take a shower, do that, come home, blah, blah, make dinner, you know, sometime might go to the gym if I feel up to it, blah, blah, blah. But it's like that kind of routine is kind of getting boring for me. So I really want to transition into something that'll really get me pumped and amped up for the day. And something that I know that my time is being used wisely and that I'm actually utilizing my time in the most effective and efficient way, because we only get, you know, 24 hours in a day, and I want to make sure that I'm using those to the best of my ability and that I'm not wasting my time, because I hate wasting time. So that's one thing. And then also I made like a little travel bucket list for 2019. I don't know if you have one. But traveling for me is like, I feel like a kid in a candy store. Like it's so fun because I get the chance to see, you know, another culture or another way of living or another, just another opportunity to be in the moment and be aware of my surroundings and be absorbed and be like, wow, like I've dreamed of being here. You know what I'm saying? Like I've dreamed of doing these things, and it's like I finally have the opportunity to do so, and I just get so overwhelmed with just the thought of it and just actually going there. It's just like, wow. So like my travel bucket list for 2019 is to obviously explore Arizona more, because there is so much more stuff that I need to see, and I'm so geeked up and eager to see that. Because if a lot of people don't know this, but like up north you can go to like northern Arizona and you can actually see snow if you want to. But me, you know, living in Michigan for 23 and a half years, you know, that wasn't really like a goal of mine. But you know what I'm saying? Some people like to do that. Some people have never really seen snow before and they lived in Arizona. So it's good to do that. And you can also swim with dolphins here. So I'm definitely going to take advantage of that. I think I want to do that for my birthday. And then they have this place called Lake Havasu, where it's really like this gigantic like waterfalls. It's so beautiful. It's on native land, and so you only like, it's like first come first serve when they sell the passes at the beginning of the year. I think they go on sale in like January or like February, and it's like first come first serve, and it's like so beautiful. So like I want to go there. And then last but not least, I want to go to the Grand Canyon, because who lives in Arizona and doesn't go visit the Grand Canyon? Me, because I haven't done it yet. But and then last but not freaking least, like my goal by the end of 2019, I'm hoping I can go in like summer-ish, in the summer, I want to go to Jamaica. I've thought about Mexico, I've thought about, I still want to go to Thailand, I've thought about like Bora Bora, but I'm like, you know what, your girl need to be over there, Dutchie and in Jamaica. So y'all might see me there. No, y'all are going to see me in Jamaica in 2019. Probably gonna find my husband over there too. So yeah, but those are my like travel, you know, bucket list things that I have for the new year. I'm so excited for the new year, and I'm so excited that this year is coming to an end, because I've learned so much about myself. And I'm just so thankful and grateful that God has opened my eyes to so many new things that I never would have thought that would have been able to before. I look at every day as a privilege. Like, this is a privilege to get up and to be able to just go about my day without any interactions. Or, excuse me, without any disruptions. And it's a privilege to even just have this podcast. Like, I feel like so overwhelmingly blessed. Because I had this vision back in like August, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna start a podcast. And that's what I did. Like, this is something that I don't even think that, I don't know, I just felt like I wouldn't have seen myself doing this like years ago. And I'm just glad that God gave me that vision to like, hey, just go ahead, just do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you'll inspire others even if you think you're not, because people are listening. Because look, I look at my stats and y'all be acting like y'all don't be listening, and y'all do. But hey, I appreciate the love, but but I don't know. I just feel like this year has just been so, it's been so good to me, and I know only greater things are to come. And I wish the same for you as well, to all my listeners, that I wish you guys had a great 2018. I pray that whatever accomplishments and goals that you have for the new year, they all come true, and that you just stay consistent and grounded. And know that God will never put you through anything more than what you can handle. Just believe and trust in him, and he'll just get you through it all. So this is my, like, happy new year's, like, last episode-ish. So like I said, many blessings to you all, and I will holla at y'all next year. Get it? Like, because, like, next year is, like, in 2 days. But it's, like, next year, because it'll be 2019. Get it? Okay, now. All right, thanks y'all so much for tuning in, and I'll holla at y'all next season on the episode of Sip and Tay. Bye!
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.